Guten Abend, mein Herr, okay, we are going to get down to business as soon as we are fully ready. We have a few things I've never been done before, so we will do those things when they are ready. In the meantime, we are speaking, yeah. So I answer questions, yeah.
Indeed.
You ask a question about going home, yeah. As I say, I go home and see my great great what you say, grandson,
Grandson.
to being only male child of my family that still. Alive, but he have one mate who is being ready to birth.
Oh, excellent. You have a great, great grandchild.
Yeah, I hope so. I have a few great granddaughters and granddaughter and daughter. My daughter being honorable pilot,
Oh,
but
super.
pay very dearly, and not be able to fly again, and not able to walk, talk only, see through one eye, no artificial eye too much. So she pretty bad, but treated with lot of what you say.
Well,
Yeah, but also more. I know not know about.
talking about biomedics.
No, she no had too much damage.
Oh, okay.
Part of side of head gone with implant, so she not able fly or take artificial
Implants.
yeah,
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
but she,
Too much damage.
yeah,
Too
very
much
much
damage.
damaged, but very bright. I think highly of her.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
She only child left.
Another, excuse me.
Yeah.
In other words, you've got a lot of family that love you very dearly.
Not seen many of them in long time.
That's okay. They still love you.
Yeah, but I old. I have a few problems need, but I not talk. It's not good. Yeah.
Anyway, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm editing a tape right now that's going to be going on the web page soon.
What's it said?
Web page, the information on the internet that we put for Hades Base
Yeah.
that I edit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm editing the tape, and it was a time when an entity named Monka was talking. Perhaps you know him.
Yeah, I know Monka. I know Monka for many of your planet cycle. I fight escort. I'm very young.
Okay, excellent. He was talking about, in fact, the a person who has implants or cyborgs, and he was saying how
What's a cyborg?
cyborg is half man, half machine. And he said that the implants start to affect a person as far as their thinking because they start thinking more like a machine. And but that was he was dealing with people down here that's going on with it. And he
Yeah.
says he has to watch it very carefully.
Yeah, a long time ago when we first started doing implants, we had many, many problems.
Oh, really?
We do many, many more than just implant, improve on visual, auditory, muscular reactions. So I think Manka mean more of person being more machine than just implant.
Oh, okay.
But when we have early implants, persons get very what's this word? Mentally unbalanced.
Oh, wow.
But much research we overcome that. But I know vision. Yeah.
I'll be back in 1 second.
We are four. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
You ask a question, I answer. Or not as maybe.
I owe you an apology, young
What for?
man. I kind of got on your case last week, and that wasn't my place to do that.
We all do things we regret. If I
Well,
get on your case,
it's your right,
yeah.
but it wasn't my right to get
No,
after you.
it was your right. You
I
look from angle that is what's this bit?
more or less your situation.
Yeah. But you'll not have so long in high what's this bit? Stress. Very high stress. All life I fly, I fight, see many die around me, many like a daughter beyond repair. So I understand.
It still wasn't my place to do that to you.
Hey, forgiven.
Thank you. No, I have a very serious question.
Serious planet, no?
Yep, serious. The planet.
Ah, no planet, star.
Star, quite correct.
Yeah, solar disk.
The gentleman who caused so much problem on Sirius in its early histories. Tonar. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Tonar.
Nine.
Okay.
But Madam Ambassador, look up.
Okay.
From the what she read?
Oh, excellent. I'm sure that brought up some kind of response.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm studying also on the early history of Germany and the Second World War, the one after Baron von Richthofen
Yeah.
flew. And I'm wondering if it's possible for someone such as a gentleman who is so corrupt and depraved as Tonar was to make a transition from one planet to another and be reincarnated on this planet.
I think possible, but I know no understand not question but not understand for I not know how what's this what you say?
Reincarnate?
No, I know what reincarnation.
Well, it was, let's see, corrupt, depraved,
Yeah, the pride.
depraved.
I am not knowing. I do not
Oh.
know how he was what's his name? Oh
Donar.
no, I know not, but the response from Madam Ambassador Technician, Treebeard, all look up and go. So I think very bad.
Okay, so that's a negative.
Yeah,
Hmm.
okay. I see where you was going with that. I really did.
Right.
Yeah.
In other words, reincarnated himself into Adolf Hitler.
Right.
It's feasible.
Well, he was Adolf Hitler was a big studier of real fan of Wagner.
Oh yeah. Okay, we are set for trying a new thing.
Oh, good. We're all set.
So we are ready. So I put for the invite position, I put hand back so that for when I come back, it no strain host body.
Okay.
Please correct me when I mix words up. Thank you. Okay, let me get down to business as I have limited disk space. And I will start by going over certain environmental factors that are going on. We will start off with the increased activities in the global patterns in the weather systems. There have been numerous storms that recently hit various coastlines and various places on your continental USA. As I've stated in the past, and many times prior, that the effects that are being claimed on global warming are erroneous. These are natural effects. It is just that the time scale that your planet is so used to working on is so wide. These global climate changes can happen very, very fast. These are perfectly normal phenomena, from torrential rains in Texas to extremely torrential rains in places such as Honduras, Nicaragua, and Belize, to extreme dry spells again in Texas and other locations. The fact that this is going to be blamed upon global warming is something that needs to be warned about in advance. I know this is going to get up a lot of people, and a lot of people will get upset on my claims. These are not claims. These are facts. If you look at your fossil record and tree rings and ice core samples, you will see that global changes can and do happen very, very rapidly. Moving along to my next favorite topic, the economic and fiscal oscillations of your stock market. Okay, a while back, I predicted that it may possibly return back and be above 9,000. We have passed a crucial point. The month of October is normally a very unstable month, where in the past vast stock market crashes have occurred. This was a critical time to watch, and it will be again in the next month of October and the one after that. And the reasons being is that on your planet, they go a lot on tradition, on what has happened in the past will happen again in a circular motion. So it is again something that is worth stating, that your market is in a state of flux and volatility, as has been seen in the last couple of days. With these stock market activities on a worldwide scale, and the fact that donations are being made in the auspices of loans to such countries as the former Soviet Union to help balance and aid their fiscal problems, and the fact that gifts are being given, again stated as loans, such as grain shipments, is also something that is of worry. Now, moving along to another topic, and that is the House elections and the supposed defeat of the Republicans. This is baloney. They weren't defeated. Certainly, they lost a few seats. They weren't defeated. They did not lose control of the House. If that is a defeat, and they're still the majority, then I'm confused, very confused. But that's not the point. The point is that the Republican Party is in disarray. They are behaving, and I will quote, in a cannibalistic fashion by eating their own. Now, why would they do such a thing? Well, obviously, they have no plan or agenda, or a concrete plan and agenda. When they did so well, they had the contract with America. After that, they had nothing. So therefore, they basically reaped what they sowed. Okay, I'm done. Frank. I know speak about TSP. Yeah, I know understand what she said. I wish that she speak English at hand. Okay, we move on. I pause and answer questions, yeah? Any more questions?
Not right now. Thank you.
Ah, I understand perfectly, but I make a joke for you.
Okay.
It is being said that those with German now have humor. I'm not being German, but speak Deutsch, then I think I play part, yeah? Okay, I'll be putting on the next person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'm told to split myself into that I will do a part now and then a part later if we have that.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I will answer questions.
All right, Lou. Relating to Tia's dissertation, I'm working on the hurricane down in South America, mm-hmm. or the storms in South America, I should say. It caused so much damage.
Now, there haven't been any storms down in South America.
No, Mitch. Hurricane Mitch. Oh, it was
Central America.
Central America.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from a gentleman who was curious about the ramifications of this from a Ashtar Command point of view, or at least Hades-based point of view. This would be the same thing, pretty much.
Well, there's not much that we can do to aid as much as we would like to. All we can do is observe and watch and analyze. And it certainly is a very, very sad state of affairs. But I think that dovetails with Tia's comments about the fact that the global changes on the weather front, little play on words there, it's a good example. Now, your planet really doesn't know what changes are natural and not natural. They can certainly speculate, but Tia pointed out very accurately that the changes can happen very fast.
Are there any outside effects that could be causing this, though? Or is it just this natural effect of what happens? For example, like, say, the photon cloud?
No, not really. The photon cloud is not normally such a strong effect on a planet scale. It's more of a spiritual kind of effect. And certainly it can increase weather pressures, but to that extent, what's it? Was it class 5?
Mm-hmm.
To that extent, I don't think so. Now, the only thing that I would see would be an increase in frequencies of storms. And not so much the severity.
Okay. How about anything to do with, say, for example, magnetic changes in the Earth's core?
Well, your magnetic changes are a normal fluctuation. The fluctuations that your planet goes through are perfectly normal and natural.
Darwin, is it true that the axis of this planet is continuing to drift more and more?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Well, it's 21 degrees off center right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposedly, by some people's calculations, continuing to tip further and further.
No, I don't think so. There is a certain amount of truth to it that if you look at your planet the axes, it does wobble, and it will increase, and it will decrease. To say 21 degrees is an average.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It can be anywhere from 28 to 17 degrees.
Okay.
So certainly, yes, people are correcting when they say that it does slide. But if you were to think about it, let's say that it was to tip all the way over so that it went from, let's say it was at zero and it rotated to 180, right? Mm-hmm. That means that the top part would get all the sunlight and the bottom part wouldn't get any sunlight. Mm-hmm. If you look at your archaeological records, you'll see no sign of that at all.
That stuck in my mind from when I was going to school.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Yes.
But, so has technology.
But the crust will slip and slide.
Well, that's because it's made out of plates.
Yeah. And it is possible that it could slip quite considerably, but the axes will stay in the same place.
Okay. All right. That answered my question, Vic.
But if you look at it kind of, let's say, Antarctica and the South Pole is the point. If that slips, then it looks like the South Pole has shifted when in actual fact it stays in the exact same place
mm-hmm.
within the normal wobble of your planet.
Okay. All right. I remember that from school. They were talking about. It's the same people that have said that the warming of the planet is happening. In other words, the alarmists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The alarmists.
It is quite possible that your planet is warming. But as Tia said, it's perfectly natural.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it possible, because I know you guys have studied our planet for a long time,
mm-hmm.
that the wobble is occurred due to the comet hit that wiped out the dinosaurs?
It's possible. It's possible. You're talking about something that happened before we were here.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't been watching that long. Was it about 3 million years ago? Not 300 million years ago?
Yeah.
A little bit before our time.
Okay, question on something like that. Wouldn't the gyro centrifugal force of this planet settle it back down after something struck it?
Yes, I would say it would, but I'm making a guess.
I mean, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the law of physics, really.
Yes. I mean, there is a certain amount of wobble if you watch a gyroscope.
Still left.
Yeah. But I think it is part of the natural phenomena. Your planet has been struck and hit so many times.
Hmm.
That, it's really hard to say.
Interesting. Okay, so then one more thing on disasters.
Cheerful subject, huh?
Cheerful indeed. The long-term economic and physical effects in the South Central American region where the storm hit. Any projections that you can off the top of your head?
Banana prices would go up.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Probably quite a few of the products that come from that area, the prices will go up.
Yeah, because of supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depends how much aid is sent. Now, when you have an area that is focused on so few crops that are so easy to damage, then you've got the problems. They don't have the diversity to chop and change from one product to another. So there's definitely severe problems there.
Well, isn't our coffee from there?
I think that's fair to say, I believe.
Yeah. That's why? It's really part of the South Colombia.
Colombia, Bolivia.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be back. Okay, I am being splitting my ambassador for a reason that she have herbs. to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And also the fact that we have next speaker maybe Fed being talking a lot and thinking deep.
Nice.
Okay, I am going, so we put on your favorite friend. When you think no focus, but very focused, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Greetings to you there.
Greetings, Russ.
I'd like to introduce Skip.
Greetings, Skip. You have Russ, you have a shortened name?
Mm-hmm.
Nickname. Ah, like I have a nickname also.
It's not my property.
Treebeard is not mine either. Okay, I suppose I should answer your question, Russ. Should I not?
Mm-hmm.
Your question was?
On the sentience of plants.
We did answer that one.
That's right. What happened?
Okay, as you cannot remember, I will answer. In developing a higher understanding of the interaction with the harmony of the land, being the rocks, the trees, the birds, the beings in the water. It is intertwined in such a way that we are being connected with all. If you look at the great trees and their root systems, the way that they probe deep within the land and connect with the land. There is a variety of tree that sends out many roots, and from those roots will sprout forth younger trees out of the ground as if from seeds. These continue and propagate over a wide area through one of these methods. The disbursement of their pods are being for wider disbursement, more for peripheral branches that have come above the ground. In looking at the nature of this plant, it is similar to your species on how it is weaved close together but spreads out from a central source. In observing the growth patterns of certain species of trees, you will notice similarities in the behavioral patterns of your species and in the way that it develops its branching characteristics from a central source. If you were to look at other species of tree in your tropics, you will see that they send out above ground roots that tap into the ground and spread the tree in a similar way, so that you have an immense tree. I see that I am being long-winded.
No, not at all.
Okay, I answer you ask.
Okay. I saw an example of the last tree you mentioned down in Mexico, southern Mexico, where I was just at. They call them mango. And the tree, or mangrove, and the tree came out, stretched all the way to the ground in parts off of its trunk. And big separate trunks came down to the ground and ran, came into the ground. And actually the tree would actually spread out as if it was on pillars.
Mm-hmm.
The trunk would be held up by four or five pillars all the way across. And it was just huge, beautiful tree.
Yes.
But the question I have is concerning our species being related to a tree and how it branches out from the central source.
Mm-hmm.
Would the central source that you were mentioning then be the primates of our planet then?
Yes. I would think that would go without saying that the original individuals would be the original trunk. And then all the myriad of other little trunks and branches being representing of moving to different locations, migrating from the central source. Sorry, migrating is wrong word. Migrating means to go from one point to another, and then back again from that point, back to the same point, going backwards and forwards between two points. Is that correct?
Correct.
A better word would be emigrate.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait on the next question. I'm just questioning. Okay. The other question I have was, our species, if it goes back before the primates, goes to the almost single cell amoebas of early, early times.
Mm-hmm.
And that would more properly be linked to our trunk then, as far as the roots, I would assume. Then.
It depends on how far you wish to take the analogy.
Well, the reason I say so is because that would put us more in touch with our planet.
Yes, but to think that you are not part of your planet, as I said last time, is wrong.
Right.
To think that you are not natural, as I said, is very wrong.
Right.
And in a court of discussion on theology, it would be conceived as condescending for your species to say that it is outside of the laws that govern nature.
Mm-hmm.
For any species, it would be wrong for them to say such a thing.
So we're living in harmony with our planet. is something that we must come together on as a planetary people, not as individual states and countries.
Yes and no. Individual states and countries and counties and cities can work individually for the same goal from different points. Okay. Moving to a more interesting field of discussion. We talked some time ago about entities you call devas, and how they perceive time. If you recall, I said that I would dwell upon this matter, and I have. Devas are interesting entities in the fact that their time perception is unlike yours or mine. I perceive things as one event happening after another. But to a diva, all events happen simultaneously. Not only do they inhabit your world and their world, but also many different universes all at the same time. I was asked recently about two divas in particular. One is portrayed on your planet as having antlers of a deer, and the other having a feminine form with a quiver and a bow. In the discussion, I pointed out that they could be the same entity. But on further analyzing, my statement was incorrect and erroneous. The natures of the two entities are very different from each other. One is more of a protector and a nurturer, whereas the other is more of a doer and a mover. So by looking at just these two, you can see two very different divas acting in a way that is perceived in different effects. Now, I am aware that there is a presence within your facility, the one that you have your channeling lessons within. Not in your domicile, but within the compartment that you host your channeling lessons in. This presence is one with great curiosity. Now, I sense that you do not sense the presence. If you relax a moment, close your eyes Let us see if you can sense this stealthful presence. Young man, do you feel anything? You are not the young man. Young man.
No.
Youngest man.
Just before you said that, I had like a ringing in my ear on my right side.
The presence is... Do you have a image? No, you don't, do you? The ringing is more of the presence passing by. When I brought up divas, the presence came into the room. It is a very thinking presence. Also with a very doing presence. Also within the presence is a feminine presence. So it is my assumption that it was a feminine doing, thinking diva. I do not know what name it would go under, or one that you would know of. On my world, a similar diva is called Sunny. And Sunny was the diva of fishing using spears. That is before we that is an incorrect assumption. They are not deities. But you think of them as deities?
Well, the names that they go by are deities of a earlier age when they were worshipped as such.
So you would worship Tia's offspring?
No.
They go under the same name?
Correct. But we don't worship. Well, in some parts we still do. Those entities, but as divas, they're not seen as divas at those times, as gods and goddesses.
I am understanding what you are talking about.
So they would have a mental image as well as a physical image that they could relate to the diva when they made their sacrifices of grain or fruit.
Some of the divas you are thinking of